Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Assalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Nabiina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I wanted to remind ourselves on the fadila of Yawm al-Jum'ah. And tomorrow is Jum'ah. So it's good that we always maintain some kind of fadail and adab of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Very quickly, Jum'ah is considered to be the best day of the week. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Sahih Muslim, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. So the best day the sun rises on is the day of Jum'ah, where Adam عليه السلام was created and he entered the Jannah, and also he was taken out of Jannah. All these great events happen on Yawm al-Jum'ah. even this is considered to be a Eid, day of Eid, because it repeats every week. So it's a weekly Eid. As we have yearly Eid, this is the weekly Eid. And in this regard, there is this hadith, Ibn Majah. Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ عِيدٍ جَعْلَهُ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ فَمَنْ جَاءَ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ فَلْيَغْتَسِلْ. So this is a day of Eid. So whoever comes to this, to Jum'ah, let him take ghusl. Okay? So we know that this is one of the adab, that we take shower on this day. Also, some of the another significance of this Jum'ah, Allah has made a time, an hour in this Jum'ah, where the dua is mustajab. Allah accepts the dua. So it's mentioned in Nasa'i, يوم الجمعة 12 ساعة لا يوجد فيها عبد مسلم يسأل الله شيئا إلا أتاه إياه فالتمسوها آخر ساعة بعد العصر. Okay. So day of Jum'ah is Allah has made in it among this 12 hours of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a time in it where anybody asks Allah something, Allah will answer him. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَالْتَمِسُوا آخِرَ سَاعَةٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ. So seek this hour, the last hour after Asr, means the last hour before the Maghrib. So that's a very prime time for dua, and I think we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should look forward in engaging in dua during this time. Some of the adab of this Jum'ah is that it was the practice of the Prophet ﷺ to pray on the Fajr of Yawm al-Jum'ah, Surah al-Sajdah and Surah Halat al-Insan, whenever is possible and convenient. So this is a sunnah that is also good to practice, as we try sometimes in this masjid. Among the adab also is to increasingly make salah and salam on the Prophet ﷺ. كثرت الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in this regard, there is a hadith in Nasa'i, من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه قبض وفيه النفخة وفيه الصعقة فأكثروا علي من الصلاة فإن صلاتكم معروضة علي. So again, the same hadith as before, some of the great events happen, and then the Prophet says, let you mention this salah on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more and more in this day, because Allah will bring your salah to me, to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So hearing this, the Sahaba asked the question, قالوا يا رسول الله كيف تعرض صلاتنا عليك وقد أرمت. You are dead in your cover. How would you recognize when we send salah to you? So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله عز وجل قد حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء عليهم السلام. So Prophet said that Allah has made it forbidden on the soil, on the turab, on the earth, to eat the body of the prophets. So the Prophet ﷺ is intact as he died in the qabr, not what the Sahaba has thought previously. Number of things we can do mention in this hadith. من اغتسل يوم الجمعة واستاك ومس من طيب إن كان عنده ولبس من أحسن ثيابه ثم خرج حتى يأتي المسجد لم يتخط رقاب الناس حتى ركع ما شاء أن يركع ثم أنصت إذا خرج الإمام فلم يتكلم حتى يفرغ من صلاته كانت كفارة لما بينها وبين الجمعة التي قبلها. So really good collection of adab in this hadith. The person who makes ghusl, so this is number one, ghusl is one of the adab. Wastaka wa massa min tib, he brushed his teeth through miswak and took scents, perfumed himself. Okay, and labisa ahsan thiyabi, wearing best of your clothes, clean clothes, and then comes to the masjid without crossing over the shoulders. Okay, so reach and join the saf where it ended. Okay, don't cross the shoulders and go in the front deliberately, and then he prayed until the imam came, and then he listened. So ansat, this is very important etiquette, that you listen what the imam says. Okay, what will happen? كانت كفارة لما بينها وبين الجمعة التي قبلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the sins from this Jum'ah to the one previous, all this week's sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate and forgive, inshallah. Ulama always, they make the condition this is saghair, because kabair requires explicit tawbah. Among the things we all know, and I hope we all practice, is the qira'ah of Suratul Kahf, right, on the Jum'ah. And in this regard, there is the hadith in Hakim, من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whoever reads this surah يوم الجمعة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend a light for him بين الجمعتين, between the two جمعة, Allah will give him light. It's the guidance and hidayah, inshallah. Two quick adab before we end. It's good to go to the Jum'ah in the early hours. Okay, in the early hours. And there are a number of hadith. One hadith said that إذا كان يوم الجمعة فغسل أحدكم رأسه واغتسل ثم غدا أو ابتكر ثم دنا فاستمع وأنصت كان له بكل خطوة خطاها كالصيام سنة وقيام سنة. This is in Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, that whoever makes ghusl and goes early and he listens very well, each of his khutwa, each of his steps, so there is a hint that it is good to go to the Jum'ah walking. Okay? Every khutwa is counted as a fasting of the whole year and making tahajjud the whole year. It's a great thawab, yani, really, subhanallah. Finally, there is an attendance sheet actually in the Jum'ah, and it is mentioned in this hadith. This is my last hadith. من اغتسل يوم الجمعة غسل الجنابة ثم راح فكأنما قرب بدنا ومن راح في الساعة الثانية فكأنما قرب بقرة. So the Jum'ah is divided into hours. So those who are in the first hour, very early, after making ghusl, he went very early, as if he has slaughtered a camel. The second hour, as if he has slaughtered a baqara, a cow. So it's lowering the grade a little bit. In the Sa'at al-Thalitha, the third hour, as if he has slaughtered a kapsh, goat, okay? Kapshan akran. وَمَنْ رَحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الرَّابِعَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ دِجَاجَةِ. The fourth hour is a chicken. And مَنْ رَحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْخَامِسَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَيْضَةِ. Last fifth hour is an egg, okay? فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ حَضْرَةِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. When the imam goes, خلاص, the accounting is closed. The roster attendance sheet is closed. Because the angels who will take this, they are engaged now in listening to the khutbah. Okay, so it's up to you to choose whatever you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.